تقسم مني للنصف فعل أين الصادين نصف عشان أزوير تمسي دوريم هبت قصدت مستر سي أكثر سورات عمر תהילים, סמך זין, שיש איזה מנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. And then, אנא בכוח. זה מזכיר, wanted, I should speak about אנא בכוח. So he just spoke to him and I said, I want אנא בכוח. So this is our custom, it's after ספירת העומר, after we count how many days, ושאלה למנצח בנזמור זמור של אלוקים יחלינו ובחינו. אני אשאלו כאן לסידורים. הסידור also takes that מזמור apart. That every day you should have one word in mind when you count Omer. Who really made up, who invented it? I think it's Dari, I don't think it was before Dari, maybe it was before Dari as well. Certain parts that he said in the Sila was not really organized by Mordechai and Esther. Some parts were added later. Even some brachot added later. Not all the brachot that we have, Mordechai and Esther made it. For example, bracha notel ha'ef koach. This bracha was created and invented and was put in the Sidur about 1,000 years ago. But all of a sudden, the Gaonim, the geniuses that lived at the time in Syria, all of a sudden they felt that the generation getting very weak. From one generation to the next, everybody lost their strength. And the Gaonim took upon themselves, even though that all the brachot that we have were made by Hashem Knesset Gdolah, all of them, most of them, and they came and they said, since the generation is very weak and we see the difference between our generation and the generation before, they made the bracha noten ha'ef koach, and everybody should say b'chavana in the morning and ha'ef koach in order for him to have an energy and strength, because that generation felt they have no energy, they have no strength. Can you imagine in our generation? I'm talking about 1,000 years ago, the people used to be like lions. Nevertheless, the Gaonim made it. For example, Alein Yom Shaveach, that our custom is to say 3 times a day, forgive me, I forgot to go to sleep today. Alein Yom Shaveach also, that we say 3 times a day, was not put in the Siddur by Mordechai and Esther. It was put 700 years ago. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. But Mordechai and Esther made the Siddur, they did not put Alein Yom Shaveach. Again, our custom is to say extra mizmorim and to say sometimes ana b'choach. Again, we don't have the right information exactly who did, who started it. For example, mizmor shir chanukat ha'bayit that we say before shacharit, or we say before baruch sh'amar, that the Ari decided to say it. Not from the chanister. Our custom is to say l'mnatzeach ben ginot mizmor shir after tefilat ha'omer, as well as Anna Bechoach. And again, whoever made it, divided and took it apart, that Mizmor HaNatzeach, that every day we should have one word in our mind, that Mizmor contains 49 words. Besides, one pasuk contains 49 letters, that every day we should have in mind one letter. This is the center of that mizmor. Ismachu v'raninu l'umim ki tishpot amim yishor olomim ba'at tanchem sela. It says that mizmor also was divided, and every day, if you look in the Siddur, every day you should have a kavanah for one letter. The same thing applies to Anna Bechorach, even though we say every day Anna Bechorach, but the kavanah Anna Bechorach has 7 sentences. And we have 7 weeks of Sefirat HaOmer. So the Ari says that that's the way it's printed in the Siddur, that every week he should concentrate on one sentence, even though that every day we say the whole Anna Bechorach, at the end of the week, he should concentrate on one sentence. the first week is the first sentence, second is the second sentence. And every time you start a new week in Sefirat Omer, you should have a Kavanah on that sentence, that that sentence really refers to Sefirat Omer to that week. The same thing the Ari said also applies to Shema Yisrael, not only to Shema Yisrael, also in the morning. And we say Ana B'Chorach, to divide Ana B'Chorach to seven sections, and every day we should have in mind one section. For example, Ana B'Chorach, Dilati Minecha Tirtumah, that's the first sentence, that you should have this sentence mainly in your head on Sunday. On Monday, Kabel Rinata Mecha Tzakbenyo Tzaharenu Nora. Again, we do say the whole Ana B'Chorach, but to concentrate every week on a different sentence in Sefirat HaOmer, and during the week, a regular week, again, Shema Yisrael Al HaMita, before we go to sleep, also as well in the morning, before Baruch Shamar, and we say Ana B'Chorach, Ari says the same thing. You should have the Kavanah on a Sunday, on the first sentence, Monday, the second sentence, etc.
Why do we repeat three times?
I never thought,
no. This
is a secret why certain sentences we repeat three times. This is a secret. What does it do three times if you do some Siddurim say to say certain things three times? Some Siddurim say to say backwards as well. It's a secret. Some people say it's no secret, some people say just to have more Kavanah, but I mean say it's a secret why we say three times. Maybe we'll get to it. And this is the Arna B'Chorach, and this is the Nasiach Ben Gidot Moshe. The question is, what is this exactly? What is this exactly? The power of Arna B'Chorach. What is the power? Arna B'Chorach was put together by Rabbi Yehunya Ben Akane. This is one of the Tanaim that we had. It's about 1300 years ago. And he put it on the B'Chorach. And on the B'Chorach, it was a secret. And he revealed the secret of Ana B'Chorach. He also, I don't know if he did it or other people said you have to say it B'Chavanah and you have to know what you're saying. It has a tremendous power, Ana B'Chorach. With your permission, I'd like to go through Ana B'Chorach, through the sentences, just first to explain them, the simple explanation.
Page 40.
Now the Ari says, before we start, the Ari says that Ana B'Chorach, if you look on the left side, most of the Siddurim have it, you have the letters. They have letters, that Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Tav, and Tzadik, the first, this is the abbreviation of the words of Ana B'Chorach, Dilati Mincha, Tatir Tzruah. So you have the letters, the first letter of every word. So you have six words, you have six letters. So he says what you should know, step one, that really when you reach a certain stage, that what is really behind this? What's really behind this? Those letters. That this is really the secret of Ana B'Chorach. But things like this, that Rabbi Yehunya Ben Akane really, he didn't start with a prayer. He didn't start with a tefillah. He took a text. The text was letters. Then he applied words for the letters. It's not was letter words, and then he took the words and took some letters from the words. That Ana B'Chorach has 42 letters, and those 42 letters, he took them apart, and per letter he put a word. That's the job of Ana B'Chorach. Ana B'Chorach does not start with a tefillah, that a person should say, Ana B'Chorach, Dilati Minecha Tzitzit Tzurah, and he says, we're going to get to it, what it means. But the Ari says, it's not that Rabbi Yehunya Ben Akane made words, and then, on the side, on the left side, you see the letters. It says, Ana B'Chorach means only letters. And then he puts words inside the letters. So the power of Anna Bechor is not the words. The power of Anna Bechor is the letters. And that's how Anna Bechor started. He, Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakaneh, revealed the secret by putting words into those letters for us to understand the power of Anna Bechor. But again, it doesn't start with the words. You should not concentrate our letters on the words. What you should concentrate is on the letters.
But you shouldn't say the words.
You shouldn't say the letters, only with your eyes. Right. You're not allowed to say the letters. Because those letters, again, this is not... We'll get to it in a minute. It's not like Hashem's name that we recognize Hashem's name, but has a tremendous power, those letters. Again, it starts from the letters. Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakaneh just took the letters, and from every letter he made a word. He made a word that now when we say Anna Bechorach, this is Anna. So we remember Aleph, the first letter of Anna, Bechorach, the first letter is Bet, Gedulat is Gimel, and then etc. We say the words, but really the Kavanah that we should have is not the words. The Kavanah is the letter. Just the words was a very smart thing what he did. That by the words that you say, you'll know what the letters are, what the letters mean. So it means really that when you say Anna Bechorach, it's a very powerful thing. You should concentrate on the letters, not on the words. Again, the letters means the first letter of every word. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you have to have the Kavanah of the word. It means the words represent what the letter has to represent. This is the power of Anna Bechorach. Ari says also, it says in the Zohar as well, that you should know that really the secret behind those letters, again, if you look at the left side, the first line is Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, and Taf, and Tariq. It says those really some hints for certain angels. There's an angel starts with the letter Aleph, angel starts with the letter Bet, the angel starts with the letter Gimel. It says those 42 letters really are the first letters of an angel. So we say we're going to have in mind, as it says, 42 angels. That's really the secret of our number four. In order to understand really what is the secret of number four, give permission, I'd like to go through the words of our number four to try to explain it, and we'll see what really what they mean and what they refer to. Again, it's not only Dari, all the other Chachamim say that if somebody needs Yeshua, big Yeshua, Anna Bechorach is a tremendous power, tremendous power. And of course, tremendous power is as dangerous as the power is. What it means is that you have to be in a certain level, in a certain position to be able to say that. It means that if you're a electrician and you want to put wires into a box, into fuses, and you're going to put too much load, the fuse will blow. You might have a fire also, unless you have insurance, that's good. But if you don't have insurance, you have to be careful with the wires. Anna Bechorach, Tari says, is heavy load of electricity. That's a very powerful thing, but you have to make sure the fuse can take it. So if you're going to load, as Dari says, that wire with a lot of electricity, and that the fuse is not ready, the fuse will blow. And says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakaneh, for example, the Metra says about Rabbi Yehuda ben Hakaneh, says that what was his level really? If you may say, we try to describe that person that revealed Anna Bechorach. It says that one time he was, we don't know exactly what he did exactly, if he had in mind Anna Bechorach or he had something else in mind. He had something in mind and he was glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They couldn't wake him up. They couldn't disturb him, they talked to him, they shaked him, nothing. The man was not here. They couldn't wake him up. It was like attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was a long time, it doesn't say how long, but it was a long time, and they couldn't disconnect him. Now he says, this is the power of Anna Bechorach. The power of Anna Bechorach really is that you get attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but very strongly. It's not that you only saying the name and you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That actually, like if we say it in English, it's crazy glue. That you can depart. And this was the level of Nihun Yom HaKaneh. Again, we don't know if he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time. The Rebbe says the only way they were able to disconnect him, they took a handkerchief from a lady. And they put the handkerchief next to his nose. I said it once?
No.
They put the handkerchief in Parad. They took a handkerchief from a lady. I don't know if it had the Chanel 5, 6, I don't know what he had, the handkerchief. But they put the handkerchief next to his nose, and that moment he disconnected. You can imagine how strong the connection was, and you can imagine what a handkerchief can do to a person. And that's the Gemara.
Also, some of the stories, somebody put the hand over the mezuzah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that the connection
like that? Yeah, same, but it's not as powerful. This is a connection. This is, how you say, it's a glue. David. When you say Anu Rachoach, it means you get glue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the spot. But the purpose is crazy glue, that you'll not be able to disconnect yourself. Of course, but also eventually you can do it. But this is the power of the Nechun Yom HaKaneh, that he made and he revealed the secret of Anu Rachoach. There's no other story about any other Tana or Chacham that weren't able to disconnect him from his thinking, from his, what you said, they could, from his being glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the Ari says that this is really, Anu Bechoach is not the power of the words. The words only represent the letters. And the letters really represent angels. That's the secret of Anu Bechoach. Again, to have a connection to those angels, it's a very powerful thing. On the other hand, it's a very dangerous thing. Again, so all he says, I mean, it's not only Daniel, everybody says it. Somebody hears the biggest Ra Anu Bechoach is a tremendous power. But you have to have the fuse box ready to get this electricity from that wire. If you don't have, if you're not ready, Chad Shalom, something can happen to the person.
So somebody needs to be sure, they should say it, or you should say it for them?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Sometimes you should say for them, sometimes they should say it. But you have to be in a certain level.
That's what
they do. That's really the whole secret of certain things what people try to do today. To save people from tragedies. They go around 7 times, and every time they say, Anu Bechoach. And this is very powerful. 7 times Anu Bechoach, very, again. But a person has to know that Anu Bechoach is not a magic thing. It's not abracadabra. This is something that you're getting glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with crazy glue. Again, we don't know any other thing that you get glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so fast, in such a way, besides Anu Bechoach. That's the power of Anu Bechoach. With your permission, I'd like to go through Anu Bechoach and to see what is really the power of that tefillah that whoever did put it on Shacharit before we start Shacharit, in Shema Yisrael before we go to sleep, and on Sfirat HaOmer after Sfirat HaOmer. I think even the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Mishnah Berurah, and it says that after Sfirat HaOmer, it says you should say לנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר, אלא נא בכוח. אז אם ישנם רואה ברינגת. He doesn't say it's שם יחוד, but he brings it as well. And it's some סידורים, נוסח אשכנז also have it. Of course, נוסח ספרד וספרדים, of course they have it. But even נוסח אשכנז, a lot of סידורים have this in the סידור besides ספירת עומר. The question is, what is the purpose after ספירת עומר to say אנא בכוח? What is the relationship between אנא בכוח and ספירת עומר? Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. Just because Anu Bechoach has 7 lines, 7 sentences, it doesn't mean you give to today after Sfirat HaOmer. So this is the sentence The first sentence. Alamita, yeah. Kiyosh Alamita. You don't have it in the Siddur? No? No. Does Ashkenaz have it in the Siddur? Yeah. I mean, that's who has it. That's who has it, right.
And we have it before the
Chalidi
Yosef.
Right, where is the Chalidi Yosef? Right. Right, where is the
Chalidi? Huh? Chalidi Yosef, what do you call it? The Chalidi Yosef. Yeah. The Chalidi Yosef said in Yom Kippur, after by Yavor Hashem and Tanav, after 7 times, he said, Kelech.
Hey, it's an Al-Khoch, it's an Al-Khoch.
Every time, we pursue from it.
Ah, yeah, right, in the Akafot also, yeah, right, in the Zlechot also, right. I didn't have time to say. We just say it. Yeah.
In Yom
Kippur, I know for sure this time. Right, yeah, in the Akafot also, in the Akafot also, right. Right, right, right. But again, it's not because it's 7 times we have to say the Aram Chol. It's a secret, why we have to say the Aram Chol? Right. So the first thing is that it's Anna Bechor, the Rati Mincha, the Tir Truwa. This explanation means, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechor in the strength of the Rati Mincha, the strength of the right side, Tatir, you should release Truwa, the one that's being tied. Well, it's a typical explanation, but it means it refers... I'm sorry? No, so Tatir Torah means Kashur over here. Right. No, Torah is Tahur is Kashur. Torah is the Vav is the Fodor. That's the typical explanation of that sentence. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, with the big, or with the... That's a simple explanation, with the big, right? You should untie the tied one. Let's call it doesn't mean anything. But again, what it means is that we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to release or to untie the one that's being tied. Who is tied? It's here to me. If you do it for somebody that's in jail, I understand. But if nobody is in jail right now, you want the business to pick up. Okay, maybe also what it means is maybe the business is tied up, maybe.
The
Tir Torah means untie the tied one. So really what it means is that Yechimahu should help the one that has a problem and maybe it's being tied in the problem. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu should have to release it. Over here, I don't know what it means. Maybe it means all of Israel. Maybe it means the person. It doesn't say what it means. Again, if you remember that those words really refer to the letters. But not, they don't refer to the sentence. It means the sentence is not so important as much as the Kavanah that we should have in the letter. But the question is, why did Rabbi Nechonia Melakane apply those words to the letter? The second sentence is, Kabel Rina Tamcha, please accept the singing of Am Yisrael, Sadvenu, make us higher, Tarenu, purify us, Noah. Noah means frighten me. This sentence maybe makes more sense if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our prayers. Then we don't understand what does it mean, Sagvenu Tarenu Nora. Please make us big and purify us. You the frightened one. Nagibor, the third sentence, Nagibor, please, Gibor, the strong one, Doshei Chutcha, the one that look for you, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kevavat Shomrem. It means, and look at them and watch them. Kevavat means like the eyes maybe. Barchem Tarem, Rachamim, bless them, purify them, again purify, it's all about to purify. Now it says Tarenu, the second sentence says Tarenu, purify us. Now we refer to them. It says Barchem, them. Tarem, them, purify them, bless them, forget about me. Me, I finished. Now I'm talking about them. What happened to me? The pestilence was for me. Now we're talking about them. What is the difference between me and them? Rachamim, have mercy on them. Tzidkatcha tamid gomlem. Always use your tzedek, justice. Always pay them with justice. Chassim Kadosh, Chassim is strong, Kadosh, holy, Torov Tzulcha with your goodness, Na'el Adatecha, manage your nation, manage your congregation. Yeah. I understand, what is the connection? What is it? Just our words, put it together, and just a regular prayer, and one time it says this, one time it says this, what's the connection? I understand the connection. Yachid ge'er, you by yourself, ge'er, you're proud of yourself, I don't know what it means. Lamcha pnei, go and face, be close to your nation, Zochek b'shatecha, the one that remember your holiness. Shabbatenu Kabel, please accept our screaming. Ushmata Akatenu, also listen our screaming. Yudea Talmud, the one that knows all the secrets. Let us say Baruch Shem Kod Mach. It's very nice. It's a very nice word. It's a very nice song. But it's a very nice prayer. But what is there's no connection between the word, and what is the idea behind the word? With your permission, last week we spoke about the chalot, the rooms that a person enters after Baruch Hashem Mivorach in the morning. The Zohar says, the Dari says, there are seven rooms that we have to enter in order for our tefillah to go upstairs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you remember, Dari said the first room is called Livnat HaSapir, the whiteness of the sapphire. The second room, it's called Etem HaShamayim. Etem HaShamayim, there's two explanations, either the bone of the sky or the root of the sky. And this is the Kavanah, says Ari, that you should have. When you start the section after Baruch Hu Hashem Mivorach, in the morning you should have in mind that now you're going into rooms, and eventually you're going to get to the, when we say the living room of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Kodesh HaKodeshim, this is 18. Dear permission, I just want to touch a little bit. Just off the subject for a second. I bet those four words, did not disappear, and Etzem HaShamayim, if you remember, the Maskir said last week already, this you can find in Parashat Mishpatim. In Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah says that Nadav Avihu and the 70 Zkenim saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, underneath the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They looked underneath the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And underneath the feet, they saw Livnat HaSapir, the whiteness of a sapphire, Ke'etzem HaShamayim LaTorah, like the bone of the sky, LaTorah, for the purity. That's what they saw. It means like this, that you have to understand the level of Nadav Avihu and the 70 Zkenim. They said this was before Akhenu gave us 10 commandments. After we said Naseh Nishma, this is just a few hours before 10 commandments. I said, they looked upstairs already, they see something. He says, what do you see? They see, we see the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, we saw underneath the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the two rooms. Livnat HaSapir, Etzem HaShamayim. That's what it is. So just of the subject for a second, the Ari says that this was really what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how could you sit down and eat according to some Chachamim when you enter the room? Can you imagine you fish by Israel and you chew a piece of gum? It says that the Nadav Aryu and the 70 people, while they were looking, the Avenita HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzidik, we may say, and they saw the two rooms, Lignata Zafir and Netzam HaShemayim, that what it means is that you enter to the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayochlu vayishtu, they said, and they ate and they drank. Then there's, according to some Chachamim, that's the explanation HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset, because how could you look at me? It means doesn't look at me. It says you enter actually the room, says Ari, and having a piece of meat in your mouth. It doesn't matter if that meat is from a korban. You cannot chew a hamburger while you're walking to the White House. He says if you have an appointment with the president, you can have a hamburger in your hand or in your mouth. Says Ari, this is really the secret why people are so upset. Not because they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they ate something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care less if you look at him and you have a hamburger in your mouth. But if the process is that the looking at the Livnat HaSapir and HaSapir HaShemayim, this is really the root of those two little rooms that you enter eventually to Kodesh HaKodeshim, it means upstairs to the hall, to the living room that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on the Kiseh HaKavod, he says, how could you have a piece of meat in your mouth? Like I said, this is maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset about the time of Nadav Aviyu and the 70 people, that eventually Nadav Aviyu died. And he says, now you know it's exactly the same thing. He says, the Nadav Aviyu died because they entered actually to Beit HaMikdash. This is something comparable, what, if you remember, what we said, that he said last week, that that's the Kavanah that we should have, that we really enter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. And that's Nadav Aviyu, when they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Dari, and they looked, if not a Sapir, not a Shemayim, it's not, they looked, it was a video. It means when you look at this, it means you're inside it. It's not that you can't see. You can't see with bare eyes the rooms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means actually, says Dari, that name of that room, if not a Sapir, the whiteness of the sapphire, which means really actually that you went and you entered the room. It says entering the room, says Dari, the same thing with Nadav Aviyu actually, they did enter the Mishkan at the time, and whatever matter was, they did something they're not supposed to do. So he says, what does it make if you chew on a hamburger, or you do other things you're not supposed to do? That's exactly the same thing. So the Nadav Aviyu came inside the Mishkan at the time, and they entered the Mishkan, and they're doing something they're not supposed to do. Either they drank, or either the clothing was right, or they did Ketoret Zarah, that they sacrificed Ketoret not supposed to do. That's exactly the same thing what they did before the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. So, with your permission, I just want to go a little bit in the tefillah. This is really crucial, Ari says. Again, we have to imagine, Ari says, that well, after Baruch Hu Hashem, this is why we're not allowed to stop for anything, not to say Amen, something that we can say in Pesukei Zimra. We cannot do anything, and we cannot skip anything, and after Baruch Hu, you have to say in order everything. That's why he said, let's remember that now you're in the process of walking inside the palace. But Ari adds something, this is as important as imagining that we go into the palace. So I'd like to know, says Ari, what is the purpose that you have to imagine it. But Mordechai is there, this is definitely Mordechai and Shekhar Fakdullah made this part. And they made it in a way that we're entering the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What business you have to enter? I mean, it's a very nice thing. But this is no invitation. Nobody invited you. And the man, every morning, comes to the Knesset. He says, Baruch HaShem, Yitzhar, Baruch Hoshech, God Israel, Hashem Tzadat Yiftar. He says, what did you do? He says, Dari, you went inside the palace. He says, excuse me. Why do you go inside the palace? What is it? The demonstration means, I like to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face, and I don't want anybody to interfere, and I'm coming to the palace. It's very nice and simple. Now he says, well, if you have a munah, you really do not have to do it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can listen to you. He says, what is the purpose that you have to have a kavanah, that you enter the palace, that you go inside the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's private room, if you may say, to study, it's called the Kiseh HaKavod, the living room, and you're talking to him. What's the purpose? And he says, that answer you can find in the words, את מספר ברוך אתה השם של מלך העולם, יוצר אור ובורא חושך, עושה שלום את הכל. את זה את הברכה על השפיסך. את זה לא את הברכה, את זה הקביל בכל you created light, you created darkness, עושה שלום, you make peace, ובורא את הכל, you create everything. Okay, I said, okay, fine. You create everything. So why do you have to say, created light, created darkness? You just say, בורא את הכל. ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, בורא את הכל. Amen. Finish. The bracha is done. First it says, Bore yoter or, created light. Ubore choshech, created darkness. Ose shalom, make peace. Ubore et hakol, creates everything. He says, creates everything. It means everything is included. What's the purpose to divide, to start with the light and darkness, making peace, and then to say, he creates everything. Amir la'aretz, this is the continuation of the bracha, even though that we think it's just a paragraph, but really it says Shulchan Aruch, that this is a very long bracha until Baruch Ata Hashem Yetzir HaMerot, the whole thing is one bracha. It's actually one chapter that's connected. That means, Oseh Shalom Hakol, you don't say Amen after this, because this is really, the next sentence is a continuation. Just as you do, we have two dots, we think it's a new paragraph, it's not a new paragraph. That's the continuation. It's like if you're going to have all the words connected to the bracha together. He says, what do you say? What's the bracha? Amir la'aretz, Adonai Elohim ha'rachamim. You make light for earth. Adonai Elohim ha'rachamim, the ones that stay on it, ha'rachamim with mercy. Yeah, well, it makes sense because today is shacharit. I mean, now is shacharit. The shacharit, we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much for the light that you give to earth, to land, and to the people that stay and dwell on eat with mercy. Okay, it makes sense. Lo mechadesh, with his goodness, mechadesh, renews, b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts again ma'aseh bereshit. What does it mean? It means again. I don't know exactly what it means. In simple explanation, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his goodness, every day he takes out the sun. It's from mechadesh. B'tuvo, with his goodness, b'chol yom tamid, every day, always ma'aseh bereshit, the creation. Now, Amo ma'aseh Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what, so many things you did, olam ha'chokhmah atita, shame on you, shame on you. Can you imagine, he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, you're so smart, b'li ayin hara. Talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you approve. Very nice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kulam ha'chokhmah atita. You did everything with wisdom. Mala aretz kinyanecha, the earth is full of whatever you own everything. Amelecha merumam levadom me'az, since then, he is the highest, ha'mshubach, ha'vam nisemot olam, elokim olam ha'chavecha, rabim rachem, malen nadun, what this has to do with anything now? No. Malachim usually do not say words at all. They only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sentences, like Kadosh, 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 or Kod Hashem Kumo. That's it. That's mainly. Mainly the Malachim do not say anything. Mainly.
That's the Shira of the
Malachim? Right. Mainly. No. There's other sentences, but short sentences, not this kind of sentences. Like, you know, the thing like Mordechai ben David, you know? One sentence, and they keep singing it, and singing it, and singing it. They don't say like this, paragraphs like this. No such thing. And all of a sudden, after he prays, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Elokei Olam, Berachamecha Rabim, Rachem Aleinu. Please, you have a lot of mercy, have mercy on us. He said, what does this have to do now? What are you talking about? For what you're saying that sentence? Rachem Aleinu. Adonu Zeinu. Tumis Gavadim. Again, Shadu Gavadim. He says, what is Rachem Aleinu? And he prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Adonu Zeinu. Tumis Gavadim. So what's the purpose of saying all of a sudden, please have mercy on me? He says, you want to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Rachem Aleinu. What's Rachem Aleinu? Let's do anything.
Same
word. All the words are here, the Maskir already told you. All the words here is under the Chor. But if you look at the words, no Maskir says all of if you look at the words that say over here, they have the same meaning. They have the same meaning of the words of another Chor.
Wow. How is connected?
That's why I came from here, from Muncie. What do you think I came from? What do you say I came from Muncie? Now you say the secret. And this is really the purpose, I say, of we walking inside the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's really the purpose of the tefillah. I said, "Zeh bracha ends, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer HaMeorot." You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are creating, not created. Yotzer doesn't say Yatzar, says Yotzer HaMeorot. Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer. Yotzer, it means present tense. But it's not true. We should have said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yatzar HaMeorot. You created. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu actually every day is renewing every day Ma'aseh Bereshit. What does it mean? What does it mean? And Kadosh Baruch Hu actually every day renews it. Is it true? That's what it means. It means you give like that, you go to renew your license. You go to the MDV, the DVM, and you go. And you go over there with your license, it says expires, or something going to renew it. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. This is it. Am Chadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid, Kadosh Baruch Hu renews every day. Ma'aseh Bereshit. Ma'aseh Bereshit means what he did on creation. What does it mean? What does it mean, that sentence, really? What's the meaning of the sentence? Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu renew every day Ma'aseh Bereshit? But the explanation, of course, does it mean? It means the sun came out, and everything is working again, the same way it was yesterday. It means this is the repetition of Ma'aseh Bereshit. That's the simple explanation. Ari said it's wrong. You have the wrong kavanah. This is Ari said, if you had it all your life, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu never answered, this is why never won the lotto. Because it's the wrong kavanah. That's not the kavanah of Shachari. That's not the kavanah of the Tfilah. And that's not the kavanah of the world. That's not what it means. What it means is, Zari, that's the pasuk we say, Kamur lo se orim dolim ki lolam chazdo. So this is one of the psukim in Tehillim. It says, Ve'oseh orim dolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, is making, is creating. Orim gdolim, it means big lights, ki lolam chazdo. Ki, because, maybe. Le'olam, forever, chazdo, is kindness. Again, simple explanation. A simple explanation means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the new life because he's very kind. See, because he's very kind, he's making life. This simple explanation means who does not want you to be in the dark. So he made life. Ki Olam Chazdo. Why did he do it? Why did he create light? He created light because he's very kind. That's not what it means. That's not the explanation of the pasuk. That's not the explanation of the tefillah. He says, Zari, the Zohar says, upstairs in Shamayim, there's no such thing time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a cycle, and neither a Rolex. There's no such thing time in Shamayim. In Shamayim, there are concept, not time. Cesari, Sunday, we call it Sunday. The concept of Sunday is not Sunday. The concept of Sunday is a behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. Again, it's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to behave, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to behave. This is really what we call the Sefirot in Kabbalah. It means behavior, or if we may say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal himself in a certain way. Cesari, in Shomayim is not saying past tense or future tense. It's always only present tense. Yoter HaMeorot. Yoter Or Uvorei Choshech. Of course, can be also being explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it today. He says, that's not true. המחדש בצורו בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית סתרי יצא סומם אלגזיס. Tomorrow morning is Friday morning. Tomorrow morning, what it means is the first Friday. What it means is not that tomorrow morning is the year Tav Shin Tam Er Gimel, the Friday on Chodesh Iyar.
No.
It's not a thing.
Shishi Labriah.
Shishi Labriah. It says every day, says Ari, is connected to the original date, to the original day of creation. Sunday is the first Sunday. Monday is the first Monday. Tuesday is the first Tuesday. There's no such thing that I'm here today and I refer to what happened. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu with His mercy, says Ari. That's what it means. Amechadesh v'tuvo, the Elokei Olam berachamecha Rabim. It says in Tfilah what you have in mind. It says when you stand in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Ari. And you say Shacharit. It says what Shacharit? It says today is Monday. He says, I want to explain to you something. It's not Monday. Today, I'm talking about the original Monday. What it means, 5,763 years ago. Every day, says Ari, the power of the day, the power of the day, is not that today is Monday because it's in the calendar, it makes sense, because otherwise I get confused. I don't know, it makes sense to call it Monday because I know, because next week is Monday, so I know it's a week. Says, no, it doesn't sense. Monday, what we call Monday, Yom Sheni, is Yom Sheni Lavriya. It's every Monday, when you get up in the morning, you have to know, now is the original Monday. It says, what is the original Monday? Is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on the original Monday is going to reveal himself today. Says Ari, this is really the whole secret of number 7 that you find in the Torah constantly. And this is the secret of number 4. That's the secret of the 7 years of Moshe. That's the secret of Sfirat HaOmer that has 7 weeks. That's the secret of Shemitah, the 6th parasha, that's 7th year. That's the secret of Yovel, 7 Shemitot. It says because, but it means, it says Ari, that you really, it's not the time, it's not number 7. It means it has a power that you get back to the day. It says, what the day? It says, the first day of Shemitah is considered the first day of creation. So the second year of Shemitah it refers to the second day of creation. And every time you have 7, the first number is Sunday, the second number is Monday. It has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't have to be days, it doesn't have to be years, it doesn't have to be minutes, it has to be concept. So the number 7 that reveals, that goes through the Torah, through the Tanakh, through all the mitzvot, this is that you're getting connected to creation. So that's the whole power of Ana B'chorach. The power of Ana B'chorach is that you're getting glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means like this. On creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in certain aspects. It says, Ana B'chorach, it means that you are being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he created the world. And that's the whole power. That I am being good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously had a purpose. And I am being, if I may say, being glued to that concept. So on Sunday, says Ari, you have the Kavanah of the first sentence on Abu Chach. Monday, you should have the Kavanah of the second sentence. Of course, I say, every day, the whole Abu Chach. But I have to know that really, every day, the concept of every day is different than the next day. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, but the concept, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, is different every day. In the morning, of course, yes, of course, I'm going to enter the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the purpose of the Tfilah. It says, there are 7 rooms that you're going to enter. You're going to enter 7 rooms, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no more rooms upstairs. It's 7. It says the Kavanah 7. It says 7 means 7 days of creation. 7 means that I'm going to connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He created this world. And when He created the world, He created it as one entity, it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in 7 ways that He reveals Himself slowly to us. That we don't understand, we cannot get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one entity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in a way. So on Sunday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made light. On Monday, He did something else, on Tuesday, He did something else. Yotzer Or, Uvorech Osher. This is the concept. the concept is that whole Livnat HaSafir. Livnat HaSafir, the first hole is Sunday. The second hole is called Monday. It's called Etzem HaShemayim. The third one is called Noga. The fourth one is called Zuchut. The fifth one is called Ahava, love. The sixth one is called Raton, acceptance. The seventh one is called Kodesh HaKodesh Yivet, Shabbat. Tzari, the power of Anna B'Chorach again. If you need Yeshua, that you want to do something, of course you should say it. But you have to know what it means. It means that you're getting connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself through the first week of creation. And every sentence in Anna B'Chorach, every sentence in Anna B'Chorach refers to, says Ari, to the day, but not again, not the day Sunday, Monday, just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself those days. And from creation, says Ari, you can understand what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from you to know about him. Ari, this is really the secret of Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer takes us back to creation. And this is our Menach, says Ari, to say Anna B'Chorach after Sfirat HaOmer, and to say Anna B'Chorach Benginot Mizmor Shem. The Chidah says, David HaMelech had a shield, and on the shield, he engraved Anna B'Chorach Benginot Mizmor Shem. Magen. When he used to go to a war, on his shield, on his magen, he engraved Anna B'Chorach Benginot Mizmor Shem. So he says, what's the purpose of it? Why he engraved this? Why didn't he engrave something else? Of course he couldn't engrave Anna B'Chorach as well. But Ari says that the Anna B'Chorach has seven sentences, seven main sentences, has eight sentences really, has seven main sentences. That means more that he engraved it on the shield, because that means more brings you back to the 7 days, the original 7 days of creation, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midot, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior. So, those are really the angels that the Kavanah that we should have when we say Anna B'Chorach. What it means is those angels represent, says Ari, the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu really acts. So, this is what it means. It says that the wires that you're going to put through to connect to the fuse box, what it means is that you have to be in this level that you can say, I understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on Sunday, it's called kindness, it's called chesed, second is called voah, judgment, third is called mercy, it says, have mercy on me, it says, fourth day, netzach, chod, it says, this is the 7 weeks of Sfirat HaOmer as well. It says, of course, that's what it means. It means I'm going to glue myself to creation, and you created me, and I understand what's the purpose of creation. That you have to be very careful when you say this Anna B'Chorach business, that you should be in that level that you can say, I glued myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. The Ari says that this is really the purpose of the bracha, Yotzer Or Baruch Hu, HaMechadesh B'Tuvo B'Chol Yom Tovim HaTovim B'Tuvo Shit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always renew. The Ari, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, like, to renew a license. It means that actually you have to know that when you stand up before the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Friday, it says, what it means is that tomorrow morning, Friday, has the same power as the original Friday. So it means the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on the first Friday, it's going to happen tomorrow morning as well. It says, this is the purpose of the bracha. It says, the bracha is still in the morning, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did this, you did this, you did this. He says, what are you doing? He says, no, I'm going upstairs, swimming upstairs, squatting on upstairs. He says, I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I understand. He says, what it means actually is Anna B'Chorach. In different words, what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we understand the way he revealed himself, we understand the way he created this world, we understand the purpose of creation, and here we are entering to tell him this, that we understand the whole thing. Say that this is the power of Shacharit, and this is the power of the Tfilah. It's not just to enter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something similar to the power of Anna B'Chorach. Again, the Anna B'Chorach is a very powerful thing, but you have to know what it means. And if it means, says Ari, that you're going to be glued with the crazy glue to the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, you have to be up to it. You cannot just say, you do this, you do that. And that's what they say, Rachem Aleinu Adonu Zeinu Tikhe, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. They said, what mercy you need? They said, no, I have to say mercy because I'm going now into the first room. He said, why did you come here? He said, I came here to tell you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand the situation, and I'm coming into the first room. What it means is not that I'm entering the room only, what it means is actually that I am being glued to the first room. And there is a door, there's also in every room, in the center of the room, is a special angel. That he goes with you and he escorts you to the second room. So it means you can even leave the room if you want it. It's here to escort you. Again, it means that you came to the room, actually you were glued to the room. So he says, that's the Kavanah Levon Shacharit, that I'm entering the room. I know I'm entering the room. It's not because there are seven rooms before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seven rooms represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every step I go is comparable to the 7 days of creation. And that's the covenant I should have. It's not that I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. No, today is Friday. It means this is the original Friday HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's what the Ari says, that every day you should concentrate on a different sentence in the Baruch. He says this is why we have the Panatzeach as well after Sirat HaOmer, and this is what we have divided Panatzeach and put every day a different world, because this is the concept of that world to get us back to the creation. And this is the power, says Ari, that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch. He says if we pray to HaKadosh Baruch, of course we need certain things, but when we pray to HaKadosh Baruch we have to know the concept. It says on the Sunday, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should think about the original Sunday. It was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on Sunday. And that creation that was done on that day has the power to release me and give me whatever I want. Because now I know the concept of that day and the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he revealed himself. Sorry, that this is, if you look at Lanon Bechoach and you start to understand the world and you can connect them to creation, says Ari, this is the secret of Hanan B'chor. And this was the power of Yishkundi Melachaneh. He took the letters, he put words in the letters, he divided the letters into seven sections, that every section revealed itself to the creation, again, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. And I mean, this was, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one entity, so say Hanan B'chor every day. Say the whole Hanan B'chor. But every day you should concentrate on a different sentence. Again, this is because it's called Yotzer HaMeor. It says you are going to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That day of creation reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in a different way. It's now I connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that day, in that concept, in that matter. And if you know how to do it, says Zari, then the Tefillah goes up right away. But again, says Zari, you have to know that you have to be up to it. It's not just that you connect yourself and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you. This way, on this day, you have to do this way. That's what this Hanan B'chor hints to. It says, it's not him, it's you. If you are going to connect yourself to him, then it's Tefillah is a tremendous power.
What's the
Ketzurah? The secret of Ketzurah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on the first Sunday. And revealed himself on the first Sunday, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was locked in a certain place, and then he opened up and started to calm down in a certain way. Then the light came out.
Yeah.
Next year. Maybe next week.